It's the big anti-Semitic show.
That's one way to kick it off.
Yeah, it is. Thanks, Hillary. Let me just say that I got a call from my Zionist masters, and I got a call from my anti-Zionist masters today. And they told me exactly what to say, and so I have to add some anti-Semitic tropes.
45 seconds.
For instance, they recommended I talk to talk about George Soros as a puppet master, because we all know when I say that, what I mean is I hate the Jews. And
weird, isn't it? You're really bad at this.
Yeah, and I also really hate Israel, and we all know that. And gosh darn it, I've been outed by, well, strangely, Media Matters, which was started, I think, by George Soros, and gets a lot of money from George Soros, but they're fair, they're balanced, and they've outed me. We'll have more on that in the impeachment and some good stuff, too. Hello, Americans. It's Friday. Welcome to the program. Glad you're here. Lot to talk about. Oh, my gosh. Fiona Hill, was she not magnificent? There's no partisanship going on from the Democratic side. No, sir. And I can't even figure out what the Republicans are doing. I mean, if this were in a court of law, I'm quoting MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS. If this were a court of law, it'd be an open and shut case. Well, let me just point out, if this were an open and shut, or this was a court of law, the president would have been able to call people to testify in his defense. So it's not a court of law now, is it? It's a kangaroo court. Why? What's coming next? You know, what are the biggest outrages of the day? We'll get that out of our system right away. Next.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I had an Omaha steak last night. Oh. Oh, yeah. There is nothing better. I honestly, I'm a porterhouse guy. And does that show in my fat? Anyway, I'm a porterhouse guy because I like it when it's got, well, it's got all kind of marbling in there and kind of just all greasy. And I'm like, yeah, can you put some butter on that too? And I really don't ever eat fillets. Omaha steak fillets are the best. They are so good. And you can still put butter on top of them. I'm just saying. And they are, you can cut them with a fork. It is so good. Omaha Steaks. Now, they're having something special. If you're looking for a gift for, I don't know, your favorite radio broadcaster, as long as that's me, you can get Omaha Steaks at omahasteaks.com. Enter the promo code Beck and order the favorite gift package. It's $69.99. Here's what you get. You ready? 4 6-ounce bacon-wrapped fillets. Most tender steak in the world. 4 premium pork chops, 4 Omaha steak burgers, 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, 4 made from scratch caramel apple tartlets, and an Omaha steak signature seasoning package, plus a free 6-piece cutlery set and cutting board. You know, that's so, I don't know, somebody else feels like they get a gift. Hey, congratulations. Mom, you get a cutting board. Boy. What a sexist thing to say. It almost has anti-Semitic overtones, doesn't
Uh-oh.
It?
Yeah, you'd know, too, being America's leading anti-Semite that won the Defender of Israel Award.
Yeah, well,
America's worst quality anti-Semite. You seem to be so pro-Israel all the time.
It's like
you
a circle.
To figure this one out.
It's like a circle. It's like a circle. Mm. I'm so close to love, but just broiling there in the hate.
Yeah.
Anyway, order right now. You can get the favorite gift package plus the free six-piece cutlery set and cutting board for $69.99. Go to omahasteaks.com. Type the word Beck in the search bar. Don't wait. The offer ends soon. You got to type Beck in the search bar. It'll take you right to this. omahasteaks.com. I was trending last night.
Uh-oh.
That's always a good sign.
Usually means you're dead.
Yeah. Was I trending? Was I trending nationally or globally?
I don't know the answer to that.
I hope it was globally. It looks if it's global, it looks like a silhouette of me, round. it was national trending last night because I am such an anti-Semite. Because I have used, of course, the old anti-Semitic trope of the puppet master. And we all know what that means because, I mean, do I need to say it? Geppetto. He had to be Jewish, I'm sure.
Really? Is that true? I've never.
He had to be, right? He was a puppet guy. Geppetto, look at him.
Mm.
Look at that. He's wearing an apron.
See,
did you not watch Fiddler on the Roof? The
I've
guy had
to.
The apron, was a sewing machine guy. It's so clear. Anyway, so Puppet Master is, of course, an old anti-Semitic trope, and that's what I was doing, trying to get one past the left. If it wasn't for those crazy kids and that stupid dog, I would have gotten away with it.
It's interesting because I guess the criticism here is that you cannot criticize someone who is Jewish for throwing their money around and controlling politics. You can't do that.
Can't.
You can't. Now, again, it's not all Jewish people. Anti-Semites despise you. The alt-right attacks you all the time.
Yeah.
But you can't criticize even one person who is Jewish. Now, it's fascinating because I seem to remember you winning the Defender of Israel Award.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
uh-huh.
You do remember that.
Yeah.
Which it would be a weird thing for an anti-Semite to win, right?
It would be. But stranger things have happened.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Stranger things have happened. Maybe it was a mistake.
Right.
And maybe it was a mistake made by the person who was associated with that award, and I believe it's named after, Sheldon Adelson, who happens to be a Republican Jewish billionaire that the left continually criticizes and claims is in control of all politics because he's rich and I guess Jewish. Is that what happens? You are making it's
yes.
And you know what?
Yeah.
It is perfectly fine to criticize one individual for their activities in politics. And you know what? The left absolutely knows that because they do it with people like Sheldon Adelson all the time. However, when it happens to be George Soros, a person who donated $1 million to the organization specifically to fight you, we're talking about Media Matters, by the way, $1 million specifically to fight you.
Yeah, they opened a 24-hour war room on me, 24 hours.
They did a press conference about it.
Dude, there's nothing you can learn about me. You know, you're going to open that for one day, and then you're like, I'm out.
Yeah, he's awful. He's boring. I'll tell you all the facts you need to know. And for some reason, like this, it is the use of the same tactic that happens with whether it's African Americans or people who are gay or women, right? Like whatever individuals' policies you criticize, they just make it into, well, what group are they in? It's a woman. He doesn't like women. It's like such a pathetic tactic that not only it's not just Media Matters that does, it's the entire left.
Yeah,
they have absolutely no arguments.
Let me just say this directly to George Soros.
Dun, dun. Done.
Spooky dude, I am back. Yes, and I will expose you. I will stand against you every step of the way.
Now, Mr. Soros, let me just translate that into something that you can hear.
George, it's about time for you to take your medicine, and I'm here to deliver it to you, okay? Just nod if you understand. You got a little drool and spittle there in your mouth. We'll have somebody come and wipe that off. But you're a really scary guy. but I'm going to deliver some medicine so we can heal the world. Oh, we are the world. We are the children.
We should write that down. Write that down. Write that down. Okay, we are the world. We
That's good.
The children. I'll work on that. Okay, maybe we'll have something when I come back from the holidays. Mr. Soros, I know it's about time for your nappy nap, but we're not afraid of you. Yes, the rest of the world is, but should I die? Should I die in defense of liberty and in pursuit of Spooky Dude? I would take it as a great honor. As long as everybody remembers, I'm not suicidal.
That's what Jeffrey Epstein said, too.
I generally don't walk in front of buses. I don't believe in, like, crazy, oh my gosh. and he tied himself to the bed and then his house burned down. Okay? As long as everybody remembers that.
How much Kool-Aid do you drink?
None.
Okay.
Okay. None.
Okay.
As long as everybody remembers that, I am fine. I am so not afraid. It's not 2009 anymore, George. It's not. You used to be scary because in 2009, you could shut our voices completely down and it was scary. And people in 2009 used to believe these things like, oh my gosh, he's just going after him because he's an anti-Semite. It's not like that anymore, George. Uh-uh. We ain't buying it anymore. Aw, look who's sad, little spooky dude. I have returned. And vengeance will be mine. Or God's, but I'm going to watch it while vengeance happens.
Is there a time where a new argument comes up?
Nope.
Like, do they try anything
nope.
else? Just say, like, every time you criticize someone, it's because of some characteristic that has nothing to do with the criticism.
No. It's because Spooky Dude is still living in the past, and he's like... Tell him he's an anti-Semite.
I'm amazed by the intellectual laziness
that
permeates here.
Now, you know what? And the press, this is, remember when I said, we got to get out of here because this whole place is going to burn down. Do you remember that?
Meaning New York City or?
No, the media.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We got to get out of the media because this thing is going to burn itself down. I believe that the impeachment hearings will end up being an accelerant. And so when the media burns itself to the ground, there will be some fire chief who will say, we think there was some sort of an accelerant that was poured on this this institution at some point. And I will be there to say, yes, it was lies. What is happening right now with the impeachment and hearing is crazy. The media coming out and saying, this is an open and shut case. This is so remarkably simple. You look, you had all of these people and they all say exactly the same thing. Well, yeah. Uh-huh. We knew that. And the reason why there's not anybody else saying the other side is because the Republicans aren't allowed to tell the story. If you say,
it's a conspiracy theory, it's just an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory.
Well, then I can't make that case because I got stacks of documents. Stacks.
And none of them have anything to do with anti-Semitism.
No.
They have to do with government documents signed. And look,
we have the document. We should just read it today. Would that scare you, George? Would you not like that leaked document that you wrote coming out? Maybe we should read it to the American people.
We should read it.
It's a leaked document that he penned himself to the State Department. And it's basically how to take over the world. How we can flip this country and then use it for our own benefit.
And just to be clear, what you're saying is you think Jews are trying to take over the world. You just said it. Oh my gosh.
No, I didn't say that. I was saying that Jews are all bad no matter what they do. We wouldn't have such a Jewish problem if there weren't so many Jews. You know, that kind of thing.
Right. It's one guy
mm-hmm.
who has a very pronounced worldview.
Mm-hmm.
It has 0% to do with him being Jewish.
No.
He just really likes power and really thinks the world should be shaped in the way that he particularly believes. And if look, everybody wants to rule the world. Tears for Fears wrote a song about it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
George Soros just happens to have a lot of money and is trying to use that money to make these things change. By the way, so is Bill Gates. He's going about it a completely different way. So are the Koch brothers. They're going about it in a very different way. Right? Like, people use their money to try to make the world a better place. I'm sure Soros believes that if he was just running everything, everything would be great.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean we have to accept his vision.
And I want you to know, and I mean this sincerely. I mean, you know my record. I'm not even going to defend. I might even dance in the music of the spheres. Dance among the Media Matters tweets about how anti-Semitic I am. Because I don't care. If you want to know, there is one category that Mr. Soros slips into. And I will tell you, I'm against all of these people. And yes, I said it, these people.
Uh-oh.
And you know who those people are? Sociopaths. He is a sociopath or perhaps a psychopath that enjoys these little revolution things that we like to play around with people and sometimes, you know, it doesn't work out, but it's fun. That's a quote. The guy's a sociopath. He does not care about people. And that's the group I put him in.
By the way, I feel like it's a good time, completely unrelated. ComeSailAway.com. We're going to be having a cruise through history coming up here in a few months, where we're going to be taking a cruise, which ends up in Israel and has a special event with historical tours throughout history throughout Israel, including Rabbi Daniel Lapin, who will be joining us to help give the historical perspective.
But he's not Jewish, is he?
I doubt it. Why would you say that? Rabbi Daniel Lapin sounds American to me.
If I selected a Jew to mm-hmm. be on this thing to give a tour of Israel, holy cow, that was a mistake.
It's unbelievable. It's the same old nonsense.
Yeah, it is. And nobody cares.
Yeah.
Stand with us, Spooky Dude. We have returned. All right, making decisions is really hard, especially decisions that require you to spend money. The old, look at that, he's talking about spending money, and we know that's a Jewish trope. The old saying goes, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of care. Yes, there's no premium you can put on peace of mind, but if you just look and just invest just a little, and not a lot, you can take some of the worries away from your life. SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe will take that worry about, is somebody going to break into my house? Is somebody going to steal my stuff? Are we safe? And this is for your house or your apartment because you own the system and it's really affordable. Especially now, you'll get 25% off any new system plus a free HD security camera with SimpliSafe. You're going to get everything you need to keep your home safe. Entry sensors, motion sensors, smart lock, video doorbells, security cameras, all of it. SimpliSafe offers the 24 professional monitoring with police dispatch that is 3.5 times faster on average than all other security systems. So if you've been waiting or you're on the fence about getting home security, don't wait. This is not going to last long. This is the biggest offer I've seen them ever do. It is 25% off the system of your choice plus a free security camera. Best deal you'll find on home security, bar none. Order now, get that exclusive offer, 25% off, free security camera at simplysafebeck.com. That's simplysafebeck.com. 10 seconds, station ID. This is the Glenn Beck Program, made for a man, but I like it too.
It's also pH balance for a woman.
Yes.
I should tell you that.
Thank you. Thank you. We spent a lot of extra money to pH balance this thing.
Yeah. If you're not getting that, I was going to say contact your affiliate, but they'll get mad at us.
Right. Okay.
So don't contact your affiliate about that joke.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Stu.
Yes.
I want to talk to you because I know there is nothing upsetting to you.
You're trying to entice.
No, it's Friday. I know there's nothing that is bothering you.
I'm a little fired up today.
That's a little bottled up inside of you.
Do we have time for this? How much time do we have, Sarah, until we go to break? 2 minutes? I don't know that we could get through this in 2 minutes, but I will say this. Maybe on the other side we can go into it. It's about CNN, and they're driving me insane. I don't know if it's intentional. I don't know if they have a show planning meeting every day where they say, how do we drive Stu insane today? But that might be what's going on, because they continue to repeat this
phrase.
Claim.
Yeah. Go.
Which they appear to believe is factual.
I think most people think it is factual. I mean, I think you should just say it. And
that is 100% provably false.
I don't know if that's true.
And they continue to say it seemingly every day.
Well, I mean, sometimes things have to be said. What is it that's bothering you so much?
It relates to the impeachment the investigation into Burisma. As you, of course, may know, Hunter Biden.
Look, here's the thing. Why didn't anybody like Rudy Giuliani care about this?
I don't.
I mean, I'm serious. Why didn't he care about this, you know, before Joe Biden was running for president? I think that's a question that needs
a great question. And you know what? Uh-huh. If it was phrased as a question, then you could answer it with the actual truth.
It's more of a statement.
When it's a statement of fact on multiple, I don't know, I think back-to-back days, it becomes a little bit more troubling to me.
Well, but they have an ombudsman there to be able to stand up for the truth. You know, they have Brian Stelter, who's going to stand up for the truth.
Or maybe Brian will call this out in his newsletter.
I would
love him to do that.
And his trusty sidekick, Oliver Darcy.
Let's see.
They are on
Maybe
it.
They will.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe Rob Eno will point it out here at the Blaze.
Yes.
In fact, I'm sending all of this to him. Because I want him to point it out. I want everyone to point it out. It's driving me freaking crazy, Glenn. Because they keep trying to, and it would be a good point, right? Because as we've been talking about for a long time, the difference here is not whether the president decided this money should be withheld for a reason he thought was beneficial for the country. They have to make it about personal political gain only, right? Because if it's something that's good for the country, everyone acknowledges he has the right to do that. If it's about his own personal private gain, then he doesn't. When we would all kind of agree on those terms, right? I mean, if he was throwing around, like, you know, we said this before, of like, if Melania he thought was cheating with someone and he used the government power to destroy this person, that would be using his own his government power for personal gain, and we wouldn't like that. We probably would want him all impeached. Everyone would want him impeached. The question is, how do you prove that case? CNN keeps attempting it and falling on their face, and it's driving me nuts.
Well, I'm in a perfectly fine mood. I don't know about you. There's nothing that's bothering me today. Goldline, when our government spends money like water, I'd say that they're spending it, you know, like water through a sieve, but they don't even have a sieve right now. The prospect of trying to plan for anything, including your retirement, becomes a little unstable, a little frightening, because you're like, I don't think there's going to be any money that is of any value. Did you know that many Americans choose to diversify their retirement account savings with physical precious metals? It's true. Stock market's doing really well right now, and I predict it's going to do even better when they start printing money again. But in the end, the gods of the copybook headings return. And what do you have? Right now, don't let the government be the deciding factor on what your retirement looks like. Goldline is offering a 5+ years IRA fees in bonus silver for new qualified self-directed IRA purchases. So do it now. Call Goldline, 866-GOLDLINE. Call them now, 866-GOLDLINE.
Go to blazetv.com. Promo code is Glenn. You're going to save $10 off your subscription.
It is.
I swear.
Yeah.
Glenn, blazetv.com.
I do not like what I see before me.
What is it? Are you going to do the whole show in an accent today?
Yes, I think I am.
All right.
I don't think that's going to work.
The first half of the show.
Yeah, I just advise against
it. How about this one? Army Matey. So coming up, we're going to talk to you about the pirate booty.
Better than the last one, but still.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have a, sorry, I just feel squirrely today and yesterday. I don't know why. Stu is a little upset, Pat. I don't know if you know this. He's a little upset, yes. And it's not that I'm needling him at all. It's not that I am, since, I don't know, for about an hour before the broadcast, just picking at a scab. Mm. I'm not doing that. I really want to know, because I think it's totally defendable what CNN is saying. And I don't think we should question it, like all the rest of the press, that, you know, Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani just didn't care about anything about Ukraine or Burisma before.
Right.
Before Joe Biden announced.
Right. So all of the criticism has been after the Biden announcement, which proves this was just for political gain. Except maybe that's not true. Yet the fact that CNN keeps saying it is starting to bother me a little bit.
Pat, you know that's true, right?
Of course.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah,
and we have to have an intervention with you, Stu.
Intervention. That's an interesting idea. We have a little surprise for you. I don't know if you're aware of this. We'll get to CNN here in a minute, but there's more important things, Pat. I think you'd agree with this.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Family.
Uh-huh, family.
Family is one of the most important things. Thanksgiving's coming up. It's right around the corner, Glenn. I don't know if you know this.
Food and family.
Food, family, camaraderie. And I think that's an important thing for you to think about this time of year. You know, we have people in our lives that we don't necessarily choose, but we choose to stay in touch with them as often as possible for the rest of our lives. And, you know, when they do something amazing, it's important that we talk to them. You, of course, have a sister who
we've
got
already them, had actually. Her on. We've already had her on.
Well, she wrote a book. She wrote a book.
There are two. There are two sisters.
And both of them have written books.
Yeah.
Yes. Could my family stop writing books?
Could my family stop writing books?
And would you like to say hello to your sister?
Now?
Yes.
Loved.
Somehow we were able to track her down.
Somehow. You were. Wow. Hello, Michelle.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. And I'm not expecting any fat jokes or anything at all coming from this quote-unquote intervention.
Been there, done that, remember.
Yeah, but they haven't. They never, ever stop.
Now, Michelle, unfortunately, in my perspective, your book's not a tell-all about Glenn. It is about something completely different. Can you walk us through it?
Yeah, sure. So, about 8 years ago, let's take it back just a bit. 8 years ago, I wanted to lose 20 pounds. So one aspect of that I reached, that I was able to reach my goal is a lean and green meal. So that's my book. It's about it's filled with recipes that are lean and green meals. A lean and green meal consists of a piece of protein, 3 servings of vegetables, and then maybe some condiments or a healthy fat.
Now, Glenn, a vegetable is it grows in the ground.
Now, Michelle, does Glenn not have access to this book, or what's happened here? Have you been hiding it from him, or how does that work? What happened? Okay.
So you have the book. You have the book there, and it's not a binder. And the reason I did the binder like I did is because then you're able to take out the recipe, take it to the store, take it and whatever, and they're all in protective sheets because because remember when we had Dad's recipes, how they got destroyed from all the greasy hands and stuff. So that's why I put them all in protective sheets, so they're able to stay clean.
Okay. May I just point out, if you're a longtime listener of the program and you heard the last sister on, about 2 months ago, that could barely remember what country she lived in. This is my other sister, who is the opposite of that sister. This sister is really well organized. When did you have your Christmas presents finished? When did you finish your Christmas shopping, have them wrapped and ready to send this year?
Well, you know that I have, because y'all make fun of me, because I plan ahead throughout the whole entire year, and I have my secret closet with presents.
And it's usually around June or July you have all of that done?
Yes, okay.
It's good. Yeah.
Wow.
So when she says, oh, no, I made this book, so it's really, she did.
Let's go back to Glenn and having the book. Yes,
right,
Glenn
exactly.
does have the book, but let's all face facts. It's not always what you eat. Yeah. But it's also how much you eat.
Ah, is that true, Glenn? Have you found this in your experience at all?
Are you saying he just bellies up to a trough every day, three times a day?
I just hate you guys so very much.
Is it possible?
I'm saying that everyone is like that.
Oh,
yeah. Right. Okay.
Really look at it.
Everyone is like that.
Did you mistakenly write it in a language Glenn doesn't understand? Is that... Because it doesn't seem like he's...
So I really appreciate your time here,
Michelle. We need to know where you can get the book. This is important. And by the way, you should write down. Get your pen ready, Glenn.
Yes. Oh, really?
Yeah.
You are going to pay for a very long time.
Where can people find the book, Michelle?
So, I have a website. It's foodiequeen.com. It's foodiequeen.com. And you could, I have several different ones. So, you know, and the thing of it is that this book is not just on, you know, meals that you can have to lose weight. It does help with that because it is calculated in a form that, you know, it's portion control, but it's also low carb and low sugar. But anyone can enjoy the meals.
Unless you want carbs and sugar. All right. So, I gotta be real with you. My sister is the best cook of all time. She is so good. There is nothing either of my sisters make. Well, Coletta really concentrates on pies. Michelle is just like, everything you eat is so good, and she's good at disguising healthy food. Go ahead.
I had Michelle over last night. You remember our friend Michelle?
Youngquest. And everybody.
I had
in the
her over last
does.
Night. Well, yeah, no, but she had. I created a new dish last night, and we shared it. And she said that, you know, that it's not only a good amount of calories, but it is filled with a lot of flavors. So that's what I try to do with these lean and green recipes is portion control them, but also have them be the perfect amount of calories and everything like that,
but have a lot of flavor. Don't smile at me, Pat. I've taken
a lot of the hard work out of all of these recipes. Okay. It's a lot of calculation.
All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Michelle, I love you. I love you. And I'm really very, very proud of what you have done. And I really am. And I wish you success, but I am never having any family member on this show ever again because these guys just use it to torture me.
No.
Not at
but
all.
Again, where does Glenn go to get the book, Michelle? Where could he go?
Foodiequeen.com.
Foodiequeen.com.
Yeah, foodiequeen.com.
Queen.
Michelle, thank you. I appreciate it. I love you, honey.
All right. Thank you. Love you.
You
Bye.
Bet.
That was tender. That was nice.
Yeah, that was nice.
Wasn't that good? Was it? you.
Again, foodiequeen.com. So did you write it down? I want you to write it down so that you can get that later.
We should note, too, that the green meals are not mint chocolate chip ice cream, which I know normally is where you would go for your greens.
It is.
It's
okay. Like why I don't eat Breyer's chocolate chip ice cream because it's not
white.
Green.
It's
white. Right. It's white.
And you're like, no, thank you. I need some green. All right. Coming up in a minute, Stu seems to be. You got to stay for this. And if you don't.
What?
If you don't flip sides right now, Stu is upset about something and we'll talk to him in just a second. All right. Our sponsor this half hour is American Financing. Is your budget getting stretched a little thin as we head into the holidays? You should be saving money, but that's easier said than done when life is always getting in the way. The unexpected medical bill, the urgent car repair, something always comes up. How'd you like to find an extra $1,000 in the budget of yours? The way to do it literally may be underneath your feet. You could make it happen with a mortgage refi without resetting the terms of your loan. You're just going after the mortgage rates. They're really low right now. And if you make that 10-minute phone call to American Financing, you could take advantage of the free mortgage review. Salary-based mortgage consultants are going to explain the refi options that could save you money without starting and restarting your loan term. I caution you always, be responsible and careful with the decisions you make with your money and your property. But I will tell you this. Getting out of those high-interest credit cards is the responsible thing. Call American Financing. You're in good, capable hands. They work for you. It's a family-owned operation, but they have you covered coast to coast. It's American Financing. Call them now, 800-906-2440, 800-906-2440. It's AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing Corporation, NMLS 182334, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Bill O'Reilly coming up in just a few minutes. It's Friday. It's the Glenn Beck program. We're glad you're here. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the things that I think are coming next. I think I know what's coming after the impeachment and after the election. But Stu's got a burr under his saddle. And
that's me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm out. And, I'm very outdoorsy, so yeah. I can make references like that.
And he's upset because he thinks that CNN is being unfair to the president.
Well, I'm fired up today because of Allison Camerota, who did this today. This is this morning on CNN, and she just throws this into conversation because it's a known fact, and it proves their case that Donald Trump was only acting for private political gain and not for the good of the country when he made these calls to Ukraine. Listen.
Why didn't President Trump want to investigate it in 2017, 2018? Why did he only start being interested in Burisma after Joe Biden got into the race?
Oh, you know what? I got to say.
I was going to torture you. I was going to torture you. But actually, not reading it, but watching it.
She's so like, oh, here's the point that's going to end this argument, right?
My gosh.
And it would be a really good point.
It would be.
And you would say, well, maybe Allison Camerota just made a mistake. It's only happened one time. Mm-hmm. I take you back. I believe it was 2 days earlier to Chris Cuomo on the same show saying this.
He never gave a damn about the Bidens of Burisma before the guy announced that he was running for president.
I don't think that's
the timelines.
True.
Did you ever hear any statement that's come up of any interest in Burisma from this administration before Biden got in the race?
We probably can find it in the 1 million tweets that the president has done.
You may be able to get the president to say it, but I don't know that you'll find it.
He's very cocky. He understands exactly what's going on.
Well, you must know something.
Mm-hmm, I must. So
No, him.
Oh, okay, him.
He knows in advance what you're going to do, and he's going to be able to dismantle it, Stu.
I'm sure he will.
Uh-huh.
So let's start at the basic level here. Joe Biden announced he was running for president on April 25th.
Doesn't matter what year it was.
Well, I mean, I think it does matter what year it is.
Kind of does.
2019.
Yeah.
2019,
okay.
April 2019.
And here is, Rudy Giuliani on television 18 days before that. Listen.
Okay, 18 days before.
You are bringing this up now because Joe Biden is about to run for president.
I'm bringing it up now because I want the Ukraine. I don't care about Joe Biden. I want the Ukraine investigated because I think in the Ukraine, we're going to find a lot of answers for how the Steele dossier was put together, how Manafort case was revived.
Last question. The president.
Okay, there you go. So you get it. It's 18 days before. And look, they're even referencing he's about to start.
This is about running. He's running.
He's about to start.
Everybody knows.
Does it even matter?
Right.
Well, let me give you this. 6 months before Joe Biden announced he was running, Rudy Giuliani was in Ukraine meeting with Shokin and Lyushenko, the two prosecutors we've been talking so much about.
Right.
Six months before Joe Biden announced. You might say, all right, well, you know, look, he probably knew Joe Biden was maybe going to announce. So he had sensed it.
He sensed it.
Mm-hmm. How about 11 months before Joe Biden announced? When the people that...
He still knew.
There was a little tingle, like a spider sense.
When there was a documented investigation going on, which included Rudy Giuliani and these associates they've been complaining so much about. That was May through August of 2018. 11 months before he announced. But what about April 30th, 2018?
So now that's a year.
360 days before Joe Biden announces.
Right. Not even a full year. Not even a full year.
You're not going to be able to find this information anywhere.
No, that's
true. You know,
true.
I mean, we heard it from CNN. He didn't care until he started running, and you won't be able to find any information like that.
Except for 360 days earlier when Trump declared that he wanted Yovanovitch fired, the ambassador to Ukraine. 360 days before, but that's probably not enough for Chris Cuomo.
Right.
So I take you back to July 25th, 2017, 639 days before Joe Biden announced
he was
running for president.
You just said it. He's just days away from announcing.
Trump tweets he is that Ukraine was quietly working to boost Clinton. 639 days, but I give you this. On June 8th, 2017, 656 days before Joe Biden announces, Rudy Giuliani is in Ukraine lecturing Ukraine about democracy and the rule of law. 656 days before. It's one of the first things they did in their administration. He's only a few months in at this point.
I mean, yeah, but he didn't do it before he became president. Why did he not care before he was president? Where was he on this in 2014?
That's right. Amazing. Oh, I mean, there is no backup for that, and they keep saying it over and over and over again. Somebody's got to call him out on it.
Well, I wish we knew somebody that could, that had a large reach and audience.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
It's scary. I knew that there was a possibility that they were collecting our data, but I just, when you hear it from him, it really makes you stop and think, like, I don't know that I want that in my house, on my wall, listening to everything I'm saying.
So you're like, I just heard it from Glenn. Right. Yeah. He goes blah, blah, blah all
right,
the time.
But then the podcast says it, and we're all running to the stores.
Yeah, guy I bring on, because I'm like, maybe he can convince people.
By the way, the Ecobee is better anyway.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that what you have?
I do have that. And it's it has remote sensors, which is awesome, because if you have a room that's like closed and away from where the thermostat is, you can't necessarily monitor the temperature of that room. It's only where your thermostat is. So we have kids. They sleep with their doors closed. Well, when it gets cold here, how cold is it in their room? It's nice and toasty in the hall where the thermostat is, but who cares? This lets you actually monitor it with the remote sensors in their room.
That's nice.
And then control it that way, so they don't freeze to death.
I will tell you that I was a little surprised to hear him say Amazon is good for now and Apple is good for now. I was shocked to hear that. But at least it gives you some.
Because you're not turning it all off. Let's be honest about it. You're not. You're not going to turn it. You're not going to a Unabomber shack.
Listen to that podcast, and if you think you want to, listen to that podcast, because the time to turn it off is right now. Right now, if you're going to. Otherwise, you never will.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment.
Yeah. Welcome to the program. Hello, America. It's Friday, which means I can control my blood pressure for, you know, about 45 minutes because Bill O'Reilly is here. And he's going to get all worked up, so I don't have to. His view of what happened this week in the impeachment trials, I cannot wait to hear. Bill O'Reilly in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
All right, new report out shows that companies are underestimating the damage that could be done if employee data is stolen and leaked to the dark web or wider internet. Underestimating the problem. Employee email addresses are a broad entry point into a company's systems, and having access to employee data could lead to many of the security issues that businesses are worried about day to day. It's important to understand how cybercrime is affecting us. I mentioned that every day, every 2 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. And you're going to miss some of these threats to your identity just by monitoring credit. LifeLock offers and detects a wide range of identity threats. It alerts you when the threat is detected, and they help you clean it up if there's a problem. They have a dedicated team just for cleanup on this stuff, which is well worth the money. You should give them a call. Visit their website today. Nobody can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock will see the threats that you might miss on your own. And until December 8th, join and get a special radio discount. So save 30% or more off your first year by using the promo code BECK. Call 800-LIFELOCK, 800-LIFELOCK, or visit LifeLock.com. Use the promo code BECK and save 30% or more off of your first year. Legend. His name is known the world around. That name is Ernest Hemingway, but we have Bill O'Reilly with us today. Hello, Bill. How are you?
Man, Beck, I thought you were really going to give your audience a dose of reality.
No. So I cannot wait to hear your take on what's going on with the media and the impeachment of the Democrats. So go, Bill, go.
All right. Okay. And you stop me when you're curious or when you want a challenge, because I have a lot.
All right. Go,
here.
go.
All right. The good news this week,
yes,
there are two. It's over, like a dental appointment. It's done. We don't have to deal with this. And when
wait,
I say
wait, wait.
That...
Aren't they calling more after the holidays?
I don't think so. I think it's done. They're going to vote for articles of impeachment. And it doesn't matter who they call anymore anyway, because the nets aren't going to take it. I don't know if the cables will take it. Nobody watching. And then you're going to have on the 9th, the Justice Department coming out with their bombshell about FBI corruption.
Okay, hang on. Before you go on to the bombshell, I just have to say, please don't say bombshell, because everyone has said this been bombshell.
I was mocking it back.
Okay, all right.
Okay. All right, so that's one piece of good news. The other piece of good news came in this morning when all the polls say Americans don't want the president removed. They don't buy any of this, and that is across the board, by the way, not just Republicans. So those are two pieces of good news. The bad news is that the country is being damaged
big time.
in a very big way. And Americans shouldn't understand this. Most people are working or raising a family. They're not sitting there watching this stuff on TV. But while this is all happening, we have vexing problems here, big problems, that aren't even being addressed, and aren't even being looked at. And now you have Thanksgiving, then you have Christmas. I mean, by the time these pinheads in Washington get back, then they're going to, if this trial happens, then it's going to be 2 or 3 months of trial. I mean, nothing gets done.
Well, beyond that, I mean, they're giving another blanket budget over this.
No, I was going to say that, Beck. You're right. I mean, record spending under Trump, more than Barack Obama. I mean, and this is something that's going to affect every single one of us if this debt thing goes back into the economy and it crashes. Now, nobody's predicting that in the short term, but certainly in the long term. So the way I see this is that the Republicans and the Trump administration believe that they won, even though impeachment is damaging to Donald Trump personally. And so now they're saying, all right, we want that trial because in the trial, they can call Hunter Biden. They can call the whistleblower. All right. Now, all of that will be litigated. Democrats aren't going to come up, but they can call Adam Schiff. They can call all these people into the trial. This is why Donald Trump went on Fox and Friends this morning and said, yeah, hey, bring it on. I want that trial. Because you can imagine what the Republican senators are going to do to Hunter Biden. and what they're going to do to Schiff and what they're going to do to the whistleblower. Did DeBlase out the whistleblower as BillO'Reilly.com did? Did you guys do it
too? We've been doing it for weeks and weeks. Yeah.
So if anybody wants to know who the whistleblower is and what his background is, go to DeBlase or go to BillO'Reilly.com because we don't play that game. If we believe there's corruption, and I think you're simpatico with me, we're not going to say, oh, I'm protecting a corrupt guy. That's not going to happen. And I believe that this was just like the Kavanaugh situation, organized, contrived, and this guy was what they call run, R-U-N. He was run. Okay, so that's where we are. The Trump people, the Republicans, they think they won this. They want the trial now in the Senate to blow up the entire Democratic Party before the election starts. Further questions, Beck?
No, what did you think of... Fiona Hill.
Oh, Fiona Hill. I have all her albums.
Do you? Yeah, that's Fiona Apple.
Oh, yeah. I love her. I love Fiona Hill.
No, she's so great.
Fiona Hill is the biggest phony on the planet. She doesn't want to give weapons to Ukraine when Putin is actually seizing their territory. Mm-hmm. But then suddenly and magically, she wants to give them weapons and Trump is holding it up.
You know, what's really weird is she wrote that in a Washington Post op-ed.
Yeah, 2015.
Right, yep. where she's saying we can't give weapons to these people.
No.
Right.
Can't do it.
By the way, in case you don't know, she also worked for George Soros as a project advisory person, Open Society Institute, but only for 6 years, 2000 to 2006.
Can you dispel a rumor for me, Beck?
Yeah.
All right, that you and Soros are going to the Club Med in Cancun.
Okay, don't say that. We have this thing, this perfect cover going on.
I read
enemies.
It on the internet. I read
oh,
it. Anyway, look. I just discounted that. I mean, after the ambassador, the EU ambassador, who I believe what he said. Mm-hmm. I believe what Gordon said. But he didn't – there's no perspective to this because, as we discussed last week on your fine program, I wrote about this in the United States of Trump, and I talked to the president way before any of the phone call or any of this stuff happened, way before any of this. And he said to me, I'm going to expose the Obama administration for corruption in the 2016 election. And that's what the call to Ukraine was. Do me a favor. Tell me what happened there. If Biden was corrupt, I want to know it. Okay? That's what it's all about.
It's always been that. Yeah.
It's not about holding up aid. It's about Trump saying to the new president, please help us out. But if you say no, there are going to be foreign policy recriminations. It didn't have anything to do with the election, Trump versus Biden. It has everything to do with Trump's obsession, and that is the word, with crushing Barack Obama and his administration.
Yeah, but let's look at this. If you have Rudy Giuliani as a personal lawyer. They're trying to say, he was running a shadow operation. No, he wasn't.
No, he was doing what Trump told him to do.
Which was?
Way, Giuliani is a mistake. All right? Giuliani is a mistake. He is not the guy that you want representing you in public. Now, in private,
yes,
maybe
I'd
he's
agree
the
with
most
that.
Brilliant guy in the world. I don't know.
Well, Giuliani used to be very buttoned up. I had Giuliani on the show this week, and he was his old self. He was the mayor of New York, the guy that put the crime families behind bar. He was very well spoken. He was tempered, and I think he just gets so frustrated by all of the lies and deceptions and the dismissiveness of the. Of the media when they have no facts.
Okay,
he's saying, hey, this is what's going on.
You don't really matter anymore. And I think Giuliani may be indicted, for a bunch of technical laws that he may have violated by going overseas and doing certain things. They're certainly after him.
Right, but hang on just a second. If he's going over there, and he is trying to find what really happened with the DNC during the election, doesn't the president have a right to have his attorney over there?
And that'll be the defense.
Right.
But we don't know what the strong arm tactics were. We don't know what happened and what was said. And I think Giuliani representing Donald Trump is a mistake. And I've said that for many, many, not years, but months.
Yeah.
I just don't think he's the right guy. You need a more deliberate guy.
Yeah, I agree.
Than him.
I agree.
Now, there is a huge story, and I know you have to take a break and all that, but I want to get to the Democrat debate, and the fix was in, Beck. The fix was in. And I'm the only one who broke this story. I have the story. I want to tell you and your audience about it. And it has to do with Donald Trump somewhat, but it centers around Joe Biden.
Okay, we're going to give that in just a second. We're going to break for 1 minute, then back with Bill O'Reilly. Patriots, I have a message you want to hear. Right now, you have the chance to protect yourself and your loved ones with some of the best self-defense tools out there for free. This month, the good folks at USCCA are giving away 19 free chances to win $1,000 for the military gun of your choice. Text the word BECK to the number 87222 right now and reveal those guns and claim your free chances to win them. You want to know which gun you could get? Here's a hint. Each of the guns are used by America's elite fighting forces, but also can be relied upon by responsibly armed civilians. They are perfect for protecting yourself and your loved ones, and they will be 100% free. Want to see them for yourself? Just text the word BECK to the number 87222 and reveal the guns and unlock your 19 free chances to win them. It's 100% secure. Confirmation text will be sent. Don't miss your opportunity to protect like the best. Text BECK, B-E-C-K, to the number 87222. And for more information and rules, go to protectanddefend.com. Standard message rates and data rates do apply. 10 seconds, station ID. Bill O'Reilly, tell me about the setup. I mean, nobody watched the debate. We were we were onto so many other things that were of so much more importance yesterday. And it was the first time in my career that I felt, you know what, we don't even have to mention that. Nobody's watching this.
Correct. It's boring, and most people don't understand what the crime is or the misdemeanor.
No. I mean the debate.
Oh, you're talking about, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, the debate. All right, now, on the debate was Wednesday, right?
Yep.
Okay. On Tuesday, I told all the legions who watch me on BillO'Reilly.com, the fix is in. And here's the fix. So Biden is taking it on the chin over Ukraine, correct?
Mm-hmm.
We all correct?
Yes.
Okay. Big scandal story. His son got millions of dollars from this corrupt government. He went over there as vice president, threatened Ukraine, and they dropped any kind of investigation into his son's company. That's huge. That's a big story. Everybody can understand the story. All right, so here comes Biden in the middle of the impeachment week, trotting out on the stage in Atlanta, Georgia. And he got four moderators, all Democrats, three NBC people, and one Washington Post person, all women. Now, I knew none of those women were going to ask Joe Biden anything about Hunter Biden. All right? Now, were they instructed not to ask Biden? I don't know. But I assume the topic had to come up in their debate prep. Wouldn't you assume that, Beck?
Yeah, you would. Yeah.
How do we handle this? Okay? So none of them, again, this is the Washington Post and NBC News, ask. However, Biden remains the front runner. You would think that the people who want to beat him on the stage, the Democratic candidates, would just take him to the cleaners over this. Would you not? Would you not?
Yes, unless you believe that the Democratic Party holds a stranglehold on anyone on that stage.
Aha! Aha!
Aha!
Okay.
What are we ahaing?
So, word went out to all the candidates. Let's stay away from this. So then the logical question is, well, what if one of them said, no, I don't think so. I'm an honest person, and I want to ask him because I don't think this is right. I don't think what he did was right, and it wasn't. Nobody can justify what he did, even though he tries. But if you do that, you will never be nominated by the Democratic Party for anything. You will not get support, logistics, finances. You will be a pariah. Now, people need to understand how these political parties work. They have a high-class donor list, people who donate millions of dollars to them. It's all centered around the Republican and Democratic National Committees, which are based in Washington. They put up the conventions. They put up all of the stuff. They collect the money. So you can give unlimited money to political parties. You can't to political candidates. There's a cap. So every Democrat on that stage knew if they defied the will of the Democratic Party and asked Biden about Ukraine, embarrassing him, they're out. That's why it didn't happen. And the American people should know that. The media will not report it, as I just did, all right? But they should know it, because this is part of the corrupt political system that we have in America.
Tell me what your thoughts are on Tulsi Gabbard and how they're treating her.
Love her. I love Tulsi. I don't agree with anything Tulsi says, except the surf is good in Hawaii. I do agree with that.
All right? And America is a good country.
Okay. But Tulsi is one of these kind of outliers, as Malcolm Gladwell once wrote. And she floats. And she says to herself, you know, I'm never going to be elected president, and I'm never going to be elected senator. I'm always going to be a congressperson. I'm not making any money. But now I can run for president and get a book contract and get famous. So she does. Now, she despises the Democratic infrastructure. You can just tell.
Oh, yeah.
She hates them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, which is why she would have been the one to go after Biden. But even Tulsi said, you know, it's not worth it.
Well, they turned on her in the debate and called her a Russian operative again.
Well, that was one of the few interesting parts of that unbelievably boring debate, because Kamala Harris, is she unlikable, or is it me, or is she just really unlikable?
Democratic voters seem to agree with you, Bill.
Yeah.
No, but how about you guys?
I thought she was likable at first. I don't think she's likable.
She's very.
The way she went after Gabbard, with no facts to back it up. Gabbard's entitled to her opinion. If she feels that something's wrong in either party, she's entitled to go and say it.
Yes.
That's what we want, honest politicians. And for Harris to get up there and smash her for not being a team player, to actually criticize the Democratic Party and then associate her with Russia, whatever crazy thing, without any facts. This is the same woman who denied Kavanaugh due process. This is the same woman who, every time there's a controversy against someone she doesn't like, convicts that person without knowing anything about it.
Correct.
All right? She is a dangerous person. And I just think, I was watching her going, I don't even care what Tulsi did. I like her better than you a lot more.
Well, if you trace this back to the bill, this goes back to the first Kamala versus Biden thing, where Kamala had that big moment. She went up to 14-15%, came into that next debate with a chance to really like become a front runner, and Tulsi took her out in that debate. And ever since then, they have been completely like at each other's throats. And Kamala seems to still want to come back at Tulsi.
And Stu and I have been talking for a while about, if it's Biden, was Tulsi doing the work for Joe Biden to be able to take the enemies, Joe Biden, out? She's just angling for a VP role.
Or Secretary of Defense. I think she wants Secretary of Defense.
Yeah.
Well, none of that's going to happen. All right, none of it. I can tell you that the Biden has got to, if he gets the nomination, he's not really in control. This is what I want to get everybody, you know. Trump runs his own operation, for good or for bad. All right, nobody is telling Trump what to do, who not to fire.
That's
or who
crystal
to,
clear.
Nobody. And by the way, I'm interviewing Donald Trump Monday morning for all of our affiliates on the O'Reilly Update Radio. First radio interview he's ever done to this extent. Yeah. But anyway, Biden is going to do what he's told by the DNC. And he'll put a minority on the ticket with him, but it's going to be somebody who can't upstage Joe Biden. All right. It's not going to be a Sarah Palin like McCain made that gamble that I'm so boring. I need a somebody who's flamboyant. Biden's not going to do that. He's going to do what he's told to do.
And who do you think it'll be if he gets the nomination?
George Soros.
Wow. There it is. Wow. You heard it here first.
Are you for that or against that? Anti-Semite, you didn't have the answer right away. My gosh, look at the anti-Semitism there. Thanks, Bill. Bill O'Reilly, we'll continue with him here in 1 minute. Stand by.
You're listening to Glenn.
Actually, more like 4 minutes, but... All right, there's a reason why we go to experts when we need something done, especially when it's really important. For instance, buying and selling your home. It's one of kind of those important things that you want to get right. So that's why we have realestateagentsitrust.com, because they do it right. These are the real estate agents that have taken upon themselves to be the best in their field and to do business the right way. They're the high performer types. They're the ones who are not only willing to go the extra mile, but are happy about it while they do it. Real Estate Agents I Trust is a network, and a network that provides both stability, which is good, and accountability, which is really good. If you want somebody who can help you create the most value for your home and who has a long track record of success, get moving. It's realestateagentsitrust.com. They're going to make buying or selling a house easier, and they're going to make your life easier. Let the experts do this. To get your house, the next new house for you, it's perfect neighborhood, it's exactly what you want and the right price, and have them help you sell your home fast and for the most amount of money. It's realestateagentsitrust.com.
On blazetv.com, you could use the promo code Glenn and save $10. Also, go to BillO'Reilly.com, who's not going to give you a promo code because he's too cheap.
Oh, it's true.
All right, I want to go back to the impeachment with Mr. Bill O'Reilly, since it's Friday. Bill, what do you think the real ramification in the end, by the time we make it to the election, what is going to be the consequence to either side for what we're going through right now and what we're about to go through in the Senate?
Very little. I think people, the Senate dog and pony show might blow up a little bit, but this time next year we'll have a new president, and I don't think impeachment is going to be one of the factors about people casting their ballot. What will be is the Justice Department's massive criminal investigation into alleged illegal activity in the 2016 election. Now, that will come out probably in May or June, before the conventions. That is going to be enormous.
Now, will that include the charges on Ukraine?
Yeah, it could.
Okay.
It could, certainly, because Attorney General Barr, as you may have noticed, went to Italy about a month ago with the top investigator, John Durham. Now, they weren't going to see the Colosseum in Rome. They were going to interview people at a very, very high level. So that shows you that this is an international investigation. And it has to be, because money was flowing all over the place from Europe, Eastern Europe, into various places in the USA to influence the election. So it's a comprehensive investigation. You know, I don't want to speculate about it because I don't know anything about it.
Right.
But it starts December 9th, a week from Monday.
All right, so tell me about that, because this is the report from the Inspector General Michael Horowitz that has we've been waiting for this and has been rumored to come forever.
Right. So Horowitz is a bureaucrat whose main goal in life is CYA. Remember the Village People song, CYA?
No, that was YMCA.
But, all right.
Yeah, they didn't really cover
that. That doesn't change my point. Horowitz is CYA, all right? That's how he survived all these decades in the federal government. So you're not going to get a bomb thrower here. What you will get, though, is a headline. And we already have a leak, and it's a felony to leak anything that Horowitz has because he's got top secret on his report. But we already have a leak to CNN, so I got to be careful here. And that says that an FBI agent falsified data on a FISA warrant. That's a big time felony, and that FISA warrant was used to get surveillance on Carter Page of the Trump campaign. So that looks like the headline. Now, whoever the FBI agent is going to be named, and he's going to be arrested. And then he'll flip, all right, because he has to, unless he wants to spend 25 years in federal prison. And once he flips and starts telling Durham, hey, this is who ordered me to do it, this is who knew about it, this was a plan to subvert the Trump campaign to get him out of there, then all the dominoes fall. That's how it's done.
So I've never seen anything in my lifetime, Bill, this unfair as this impeachment hearing has been.
Excellent point.
It is. I've never seen anything.
But it's a bigger point than this. It's a bigger point than the impeachment hearing. So what, as your audience heard me say in the first half hour, the fix was in on Joe Biden. That's a very important story, a very big story that you'll never see reported. Here's the second big story on the Glenn Beck program today. This whole thing wasn't driven by Nancy Pelosi or even Adam Schiff. It was driven by the New York Times, Washington Post, NBC News, and CNN, who from the very beginning, as you'll read extensively in the United States of Trump, all right, said, we're going to get this guy. Just like they said, we're going to get Glenn Beck. Just like they said, we're going to get Bill O'Reilly. We're going to get this guy, Trump, and we're going to use all of our power to get him, and we're never going to give him a break, and we're never going to report honestly on him, and we're never going to tell the American people the truth about if he does anything good, ever. We're going to get him out and show everyone that the real power in the United States is the media. Okay. That was the Mueller report. It was hysterical. It was a bombshell. It's a Russian collusion. Trump's a Russian agent. Now, oh, didn't work. Okay, now impeachment. This is Ukraine. Now, when you have multi-billion-dollar corporations aligned against a sitting president of the United States, which is the case here, Disney ABC, Comcast NBC, all right, CBS, CNN, AT&T, when you have all of that power and money aligned against a president who can't keep his mouth shut or his thumb off the tweet, when you have that situation, you're going to have chaos and corruption every single day. And that is what we are seeing.
Bill, does the media pay a high price in the end for this?
Yes. Another very astute question, Beck.
Well,
I don't know what's the matter with you today.
I know.
All right.
I'm actually a
yes.
AI that if
CNN is a good example, and the New York Times is second. CNN's ratings, no matter what they do, are horrible. I see the ratings every day. So if they're lucky, if they get a million people watching their primetime programming, all right?
Even
this week. And MSNBC's debate was a disaster. 6 million people watched it. Ridiculous. Okay, they're never coming back. So even if Trump loses and is the Democratic president, everyone will know that CNN and MSNBC are not honest organizations. Fox News has gotten hurt because Fox News now sends mixed messages.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they send it is because Donald Trump attacked some of the Fox News people personally. And when you do that, human beings attack back. So that Fox News is directionless. Directionless is the best word. The New York Times and the Washington Post, it's absurd. I mean, what conservative or traditional American would ever read that paper and believe anything in it? Who would do that? So all of this media, they can't come back from this. And it's balkanized, and now people are just saying, you know, I don't care anymore about it. We can't believe it. I'll watch a little local news, get the weather, and then I'll go on the net and go into places that, you know, like The Blaze or BillO'Reilly.com that I trust. And that's it. Good night. And that's what's happening.
All right. I want to give you a very controversial question. You don't have to answer it if you don't want to. But today, I ordered my Tesla Cybertruck. Have you seen it? And what's your opinion of it?
I like the concept of the plug-in electric vehicles.
Yeah.
I like that concept.
Have you seen the Cybertruck yet?
I haven't seen a truck. I have a toy Tesla Cybertruck that I play with. I push it around on a carpet.
It is one of the ugliest trucks I've ever seen in my life.
Why then did you order it then?
Because it's one of the ugliest trucks I've ever seen. I think this thing is so futuristic, cutting edge. I mean, I'm a guy who bought a DeLorean, and you know, you just put, it's one of these things that you just could put up on a shelf and you'd be like, look at that thing. Look at that.
Do you have it? Did they deliver it?
No. They don't. They're not delivered until, I believe, 2021, 2022.
Ah.
Yeah.
Gun rack in the back?
Yeah. Well,
okay, excellent.
It looks like it came right out of Blade Runner. I mean, it looks like a movie, futuristic, dystopian kind of truck. It's very, very odd looking and very polarizing.
Very exciting, Beck. You know, it really is that you have that truck. Can I have a ride when I go out and see you?
If you have another truck, sure. Not with
me. I want to ride with you in your truck.
No room, unless you want to sit in the back with my dog.
No room.
Yeah.
Sit in what do they call it? The cargo hold with the dogs in the back, the flatbed, right?
Cargo hold. That's usually what they call the back of the
Yeah, I'll sit there with the with your dogs.
Yeah, all right.
And people, this is what people don't know. Beck has electric dogs.
I do. And they go for 500 miles, which is great. Thank you so much, Bill. God bless. BillO'Reilly.com. That's BillO'Reilly.com is where you can get his book, listen to his podcast, and follow Bill. BillO'Reilly.com. Hey, have you seen the Cybertruck yet?
It is hideous.
It is, isn't it?
Yes, I do not think it's cool. I mean, I like this, a lot of the Tesla stuff, but this is... I honestly think he's just punking people. He wants to see if everybody likes the things. Like, he'll make something and be like, oh, well, I'll see if we can get people
to say
they like this.
He's the guy who put Ludacris in the drive.
Ludacris speed.
Right, I mean...
In a very cool-looking car that's awesome. The Tesla is by far the fastest car I've ever been in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's under...
This truck is really cool. It's supposed to be completely bulletproof when it comes out. And now he did a test with the windows, and they threw this big, huge, you know, ball. And if it's not stopping a big iron ball that a guy threw himself, I don't think it's going to stop a bullet.
Yeah. It's like other tests, it worked.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay. I'll believe you. I'll take your word for that.
All right. In the real test, it should work every time. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know that, Elon. All right. Holiday season has arrived and we're all going to be traveling. How's your car holding up?
Okay. Good. It's doing well. Why? Why do you ask?
I'm just wondering how your car is holding up.
My car is holding up fine. How's your car?
My car is great, and we have, I'll give you a chance to back out of the race.
That's what someone who's going to lose the race would say.
No, that's somebody who's honorable, who realizes that you are going to so dishonor yourself.
You really want to race me in your little car there? A little thing you got? What is that thing? I don't even know what it is. A little thing that was a station wagon with the wood paneling on the sides.
I
is
will.
That what that is?
I will. You're just making fun of my car because it's heavy.
It's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
And with you in it, you're going
to. All right. We don't need to make this personal. We'll take it on the track, brother. All right. Anyway, CarShield makes the process of fixing your car for a covered repair. I mean it. You tell me when and where, and we will do
it. I'm happy to do this.
CarShield will make the process of fixing your car. You know, let's say when you're trying to go 150, 170 miles an hour and your car goes at about 70, you can have your favorite mechanic or dealership do the work. Frequently, that's not the option. They also provide 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. So all the covered repairs, you don't have to worry about it. If you're going on a big trip, might want to think about getting Car Shield. Don't let the check engine light change your life. Get covered by the ultimate in extended vehicle protection. It's 800-CAR-6000, 800-CAR-6000, promo code Beck, mention that to them, or visit carshield.com and use the promo code Beck, and you're going to save 10%. I have Car Shield on my trucks, and it is so well worth it. Carshield.com, promo code Beck, or call 800-CAR-6000, mention the promo code Beck. A deductible may apply. Carshield.com, promo code Beck.
The Glenn Beck Program.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. So glad you're listening. It is Friday.
What is this thing behind you there?
Oh, this?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just
directly behind you.
It's just a little something I like to have around me, especially on days after I was trending as the world's most evil anti-Semite.
Oh, yeah. Really? Is it just like your super duper I'm an anti-Semite award?
Is that what it is? No, actually, it is the... Dr. Miriam and Sheldon Adelson Defender of Israel Award is presented to me by Benjamin Netanyahu and
Netanyahu and the Adelsons, they're both anti-Semites too? Or how does that work?
No, it was strange. Okay. No. Hey, you know who doesn't have one of these?
Who's that?
Hitler. He didn't have one.
Really?
No, doesn't
so
have one of
So you're better than Hitler.
Well, yeah. You know who else doesn't have one?
Who?
Barack Obama.
Oh.
You know who else doesn't have one?
Anyone at Media Matters?
Yeah, George Soros and everybody at Media Matters. Mm. They don't have this. They don't have this.
Is that because they constantly are attacking Israel? Could that be potentially the reason?
It could be. Mm. If I may, could I read the...
Sure, I can't quite read it from over here.
Yeah, it says, we applaud your courageous advocacy for Israel and... the Jewish people.
I mean, you're bad at a lot of things, but your anti-Semitism,
yeah,
you're terrible
really
at it.
Bad. I was trending yesterday, as an anti-Semite. Did you know that?
So you said it was the defending of the Jewish people.
Yeah, no. For my defense of the Jewish people and Israel, your passion and your words and your actions, I can barely read it from here, promote the truth of the Arab versus Arab world versus Israel and the dangers the Jews and others face today.
Huh.
You are a moral giant who inspires us all.
And an anti-Semite. So, yeah. Is that what the last part says?
No, the last part says Zionist Organization of America. That was the that's where it was presented for the Zionists of America. Yeah. And it's weird because there's no real anti-Semites in the Zionist organization of America.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, those are the ones that people like George Soros and his allies always say are trying to control everything in Washington.
Right. Because a lot of anti-Semites seem to be critical of Zionism and shroud their anti-Semitism in criticism of Zionist organizations.
Yeah.
Yet you're getting an award from a Zionist organization, which I've never seen an anti-Semite who's pro-Zionist.
Right.
That's a really weird combo.
Yeah. You know who didn't get one of these?
Who's that?
Stalin. He didn't have one. He didn't have one.
You know, another kind of...
Richard Spencer, never even been nominated. You know how they say, oh, it's an honor just to be nominated?
Right.
Not even nominated.
Wow. Yeah. That's so weird. Yeah. And all the people who are criticizing you over your supposed anti-Semitism, none of them have been nominated for this either.
Yeah. And it is an honor just to be nominated. They didn't get that honor. Isn't that weird?
You know, it's highly irregular.
Yeah. George Soros is after us again and after us hard because we're on you, George. I'm back. And George, I tell you what. Let's you and I meet each other at Ben Gurion Airport in Israel. And let's just both of us walk down the street. Just the two of us. You walk down one side of the street. I'll walk down the other side of the street in Israel. And let's see which one has the real nice reaction from Jews.
We'll do a high five count. See who wins it.
Which one gets it? Let's do that. Come on, George.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
You should listen to this, Hillary, because it's not all scary. It is. It's remarkable. It's remarkable what is coming. We talk about how there will be no disease. 70% of all disease will be cured by 2030. And curing blindness today, it just hasn't been released yet. It's unbelievable.
That's amazing.
It's amazing what's coming. All right, I want to talk to you about Relief Factor. I am going up to my ranch today. I have a meeting with Nikki Haley, and then I'm getting on an airplane, and I am going to my ranch. Now, 2 years ago, I thought this Thanksgiving holiday was going to be the last time I was going to be able to go to the ranch because it was causing me too much pain. It's too cold, and it's 7,000 feet elevation, 7,500 feet elevation, and that's just too high for me. I have real problem with elevation. And my wife said at Christmas 2 years ago, just try taking Relief Factor. And so I did. And not expecting any results. I've been to all kinds of doctors and everything else. This reduces inflammation, and that causes most of our pain. And it has worked for me. I'm gladly going up to the ranch this season. It is ReliefFactor.com. Please try it and get your life back. ReliefFactor.com.
Of entertainment and enlightenment.
We have a ton to talk to you about. For instance, how about a cure for blindness? Cure for blindness. How about 70% of disease going away? This is not fantasy stuff. How about this? All of our missile launch codes, all of our banking encryption, all of that gone. Actually, effectively today, but falling into the wrong hands very soon, the world over. I'm going to talk about that. It's an amazing story. Greta Thunberg, is she a time traveler? Seriously. We have something on something that you need to know on the impeachment and George Kent, who testified, and also Thanksgiving. All this hour on the Glenn Beck Program.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
So you might love your turkey around the holidays, but you don't want the turkey neck around the holidays. Gobble, gobble. You want compliments around the dinner table, of course. One way to get them, Genucel. Genucel has breakthrough jawline treatment with MDL technology. If you want to get it, you got to pick up the phone or go to Genucel.com right now. And because it's the holidays, they are going to load you up like Santa's sleigh with all sorts of free stuff, including classic Genucel eye bags and puffiness, absolutely free. We're talking immediate effects for results that you can see in 12 hours. That's free, too. For Thanksgiving, they also have a special going on where you get the top-selling Genucel eyelid lift for sagging, droopy eyelids, absolutely free. And this is guaranteed to take 10 years off your appearance. And you might say, well, I don't believe that. That sounds like something that's not true. Well, take them up on it. You got 100% money-back guarantee. That's the Chamonix Promise. Go to 800-577-8709 on your cellular phone or Genucel.com, G-E-N-U-C-E-L.com. From now till Thanksgiving, you get the Genucel anti-wrinkle treatment for fine lines and wrinkles as a third free gift. Shipping is free as well. 800-577-8709, 800-577-8709, or Genucel, G-E-N-U-C-E-L.com.
Can I tell you something? Honestly, my eyes were shooting blood yesterday with Fiona Hill. And I had to say to you yesterday, I can't watch this anymore.
No, you did. You lost it.
I can't do it. And I also told you that I didn't have Fiona on the chalkboard anywhere. And I want to explain today, now that I'm a little less passionate, the reason why I don't is because the lines going everywhere, once we add her, the chalkboard just becomes one giant dot. Okay? For starters, right when the whole Russia scaremongering started, she launched the opening narrative when she wrote an article for Vox. Now, consider at the exact same time, she knew of things going on behind the scenes to try to paint this fake reality, and she acted like a nonpartisan bystander using the press as cover. By the way, she also worked for George Soros between 2000 and 2006, but, you know, no big deal. She was, she claims in her testimony that she was very concerned about holding aid by Donald Trump. If they, if you hold this aid, it's dangerous for the Ukraine. It sends all the wrong messages. It is just so horrible. Why would he do it? It's all, we all agree on this. Eh, well, she wrote an op-ed for the Washington Post in 2015, arguing against military aid for the Ukraine. Hmm. Oh, by the way, her book was endorsed by none other than Joe Biden. Her lawyer is a lawyer with Vindman, and the same lawyer for Burisma, and the same one where Hunter Biden worked. But, you know, that's it. Oh, they also represent Harvey Weinstein, but... why worry about that? She also worked with Christopher Steele. Isn't that weird? I mean, it's crazy. Now, you know, I don't think anybody's really going to care about all of this stuff. There's one more thing. One more thing. You know the whistleblower? She was asked during the hearing, who was working under you at the NSC in the spring and summer of 2017? She was like, gosh, I don't remember his name. I don't remember. Who's working under me? I don't remember his name. I do. It's Eric Ciaramella. Oh, he's the whistleblower. Oh, my gosh.
No, you can't, don't reveal the whistleblower's name, Glenn.
Okay.
You could say Eric Ciaramella, but you can't reveal
all right,
the whistleblower's
okay,
name.
Okay. Now, the other one that I would like to talk about is George Kent. Now, George Kent, as the Washington Post points out, was trying to turn what I believe is conspiracy fact back into conspiracy theory. Okay, he's like the guy who's like in the alchemist room and is like, if we could, okay, we just did that with gold. If we could just turn it back to lead. He was sent in to debunk 2 points of the GOP's case. He said there was, quote, no factual basis that Ukraine intervened in the 2016 election. That's weird, because even the New York Times reported that, you know, back in the day. A Ukrainian court had already ruled that 2 Ukrainian officials did meddle in the election. They were convicted. Did I mention that? The other thing that he was sent in to debunk, he was wished in to squash the allegation that Ambassador Yovanovitch provided a do not prosecute list to the Ukrainian prosecutor general. That is absolute crazy talk. Why would he possibly say anything like that? He said, quote, I adamantly reject the allegations. I have every reason to believe that that's not true. We wouldn't do something like that. Now, the Democrats and State Department have been terrified of this. They've straight up lied. They have claimed the allegation was later recanted, which we proved was not. They sent in Yovanovitch to make a public denial. We don't do that. That's crazy. That's a conspiracy. And they tapped Kent to come in and say, that's a bunch of bunk. Now, I wouldn't want the American people to know that either. I wouldn't want the American embassy to be known as protecting George Soros and Joe Biden's family. I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want Americans to know what was really going on in 2016 and that all of this was just a cover up. So I guess I would do the same. Well, I wouldn't have done what they did in the first place. But if I was nefarious, I guess I would send somebody in. But I would make sure they had a lot of credibility and they knew all about this. Well, that's interesting because that's who they sent in, George Kent. I need somebody that can bluntly say there was no policy of telling Ukraine who they couldn't or could investigate, because we wouldn't do that. Well, we know already that 2 Ukrainian prosecutor generals both corroborate each other, saying that the U.S. State Department didn't want them investigating George Soros' NGO and Burisma. They both reported the same thing. They also claimed that billions of dollars of funding had been misallocated and that the George Soros NGO was involved. Remember the missing money? So George Kent denies all of this. He denies that anyone in the State Department was pressuring Ukraine to drop any investigations. You know the crazy thing? The crazy thing, when you write a letter, it's forever. When you write something as an official, you have to save it. And if there's some Scooby kids driving in their mystery van and they know about FOIA requests, they can get evidence that you wrote a letter. Well, here's the letter that Kent sent on April 4th, 2016. Now, take note, this is days after Joe Biden had previously had the prosecutor fired for investigating Biden and the Soros NGO. Now, in the first page of the letter, Kent is basically saying, don't worry. In fact, he is. I'm quoting, don't worry about those misallocated funds. Don't worry about those misallocated funds? Really? We don't care? He talks about how they went to George Soros's NGO and they're perfectly comfortable. The United States government is perfectly comfortable on how those funds were spent. Okay, all right. Then for a page and a half, after that page and a half, on page two, he mentions a familiar organization. Now, see if anything pops out here. The investigation into the actions of the Anti-Corruption Action Center. That's known as the investigation into the actions of George Soros's funded NGO that we're working with as the United States government to steal your country. And he said the State Department was gravely concerned about that investigation. Gravely concerned about that investigation? Really? I thought there wasn't an investigation. I thought there was no way the State Department would ever say that you shouldn't investigate something, because we just don't do that. Huh. So did Kent forget he wrote this letter? Should somebody refresh his memory? GOP! Should somebody refresh his memory on that? Or is this guy just straight up lying? He himself, the Grinch, was pressuring Ukraine over who they could and could not investigate. Because there is an unofficial shadow policy for every diplomat working in Ukraine. That policy is called Civil Society 2.0. George Soros is responsible for that policy. And you can call me anti-Semitic. I was trending. I was so important last night. I was trending, I hear. I didn't even notice it until this morning. I don't really care or follow that crap. But apparently I was trending last night as an anti-Semite.
I can't even pay attention to you. I'm distracted by the glare off that thing behind you. What is that again?
Oh, that's the Defender of Israel Award.
From the...
You know who doesn't have one is George Soros.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is... This was presented to me by Benjamin Netanyahu.
I've heard of him. He's
and Miriam and Sheldon Adelson.
Oh,
which is weird because those guys are people like Media Matters say are working to control Congress and the world.
Hmm. And it's weird. He's wealthy and Jewish.
Wealthy
Why
and Jewish.
Why are they saying that about a person who's
They're
wealthy
anti-Semites,
and Jewish?
They're anti-Semites, I guess. Must be anti-Semites. Mm. But gosh, I don't know how I'm an anti-Semite. I was talking about George Kent.
Hmm.
We have document after document in their own words, in their own hands, talking exactly about what they're doing, which leads me to what they are doing to us. I go there in 1 minute. If your budget's getting stretched a little thin as we move into the holiday season, you can find an extra $1,000 a month, probably up to $1,000 a month, if you haven't refied yet. The way to be able to give some another hole in your belt, maybe two extra holes in your belt, and open that up a little bit, might be a refi for your mortgage. Mortgage rates are really low right now. You can make the 10-minute phone call to American Financing and take advantage of their free mortgage review. You're not going to need any pressure or anything else. They'll tell you in about 10 minutes, yeah, I think we could do something here to help you. Salary mortgage-based consultants are going to explain finance options that could save you money without restarting the term of your loan. Now, do the responsible thing. And the responsible thing is to get out of debt as quickly as you can. And if you have high-interest credit cards, boy, oh boy, do a consolidation loan. If you have not reset your loan, please do that, because you can save money. You could put all that money towards the principal and pay your loan off faster even. Call American Financing at 800-906-2440, 800-906-2440, or AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing Corporation, NMLS 182334, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
All right, 10 seconds, station ID.
Spooky dude, you're listening to the Glenn Beck program. He's back, and he's on to you.
Welcome. Glad you're here. It is Friday. We have found some incredible evidence of time travel that we're going to get to here in just a second. I just want to take you quickly through this, and we're running out of time, and I really want to spend time on it, but I promised you yesterday I would do it. What's coming next? What's coming next? Well, I just want to show you what George Soros and our Civil Society 2.0 project, that is an institutionalized policy in the State Department, is doing to countries all over the world. They did it in the Middle East. They did it in Syria. They did it in Ukraine. They did it in, it's not Bulgaria. Hungary? No. It was one of those other countries that, you know, they all kind of blend together. And they're doing it in Chile right now. And what they do is the State Department offers training to revolutionaries. Who can we find that is against the government? Well, we'll offer them training. And so they have, in other countries, not here, of course, open training. And they train people how to use Facebook and Google, how they can organize, how they can use popular media to foment revolution. And they teach them this and then say, okay, wait for the right time. Now, when that time comes, as it did before Maidan in Ukraine, when that time comes, the State Department is there to help them out. I mean, we have pictures of the State Department officials handing out cookies to these people that they trained 3 years before. And so the State Department then comes in and helps them win the revolution. So they're turning countries inside out. But they have to do a couple of things. They have to discredit all of the institutions. They have to make sure that everyone feels like there's no justice. They have to discredit all of the justice systems. They have to make it look like everyone is corrupt. Now, that's not a hard path to hoe here in America anymore. Then they need to train those activists, but they want them to be leaderless act. Well, like, you know, Antifa, where you can't really go after them because there is no leadership role. Or you can't really go after Occupy Wall Street because there is no leadership role. Okay, so that one's done. Then all you need to do is discredit an election. Once you can discredit an election, you can get the people out on the streets right after the election. And that's when the State Department in other countries is signaling, go, 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 go. And then, of course, the State Department is there to help broker a deal. So, and all these people want, all these activists want is fairness. All they really want is justice. All they really want is just, we need to rewrite the state constitution. Oh, Well, I bet we couldn't find anyone here that could organize themselves and demand that there's a constitutional constitution rewrite. Right? Because we all love the Constitution. This is the end game. They are discrediting everything. I've never seen anything more unfair than this hearing. And if the Republicans don't pick it up in the Senate and show all of the things that we've been showing you, because we have all the facts. It's not hearsay. It's not second generation. It's not they said this. No, no, no. These are all facts. It's their own writing, their own diplomatic letters to each other. Things from the Soros administration going to the State Department and the State Department verifying that money is going over here. It's all there.
I think we will have a chance for this, by the way, too. It appears that McConnell's office has talked to reporters and said there's not going to be this quick, like, immediate overturn or dismissal type of vote. They're going to go through a trial of some sort.
Good.
I think it's good, too. I think it's also going to present an opportunity for Republicans to get their side out there while the Democrats have already had all their best stuff kind of air, right? Like, they're going to have, it's going to be the fresh information. It's all going to be from Republicans, and the Senate controls the rules. So, you know, they made this big deal about, like, you know, when Clinton was impeached, Trent Lott got together with the other side and they worked on those rules together.
I know.
Well, that would have meant, you know,
so
that's
fair.
Maybe if you did that in the House, maybe you'd have an argument here.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you could have a conversation about how this should go, but it didn't happen here in the House.
No, you got everything you wanted in the House. We got nothing what we wanted, and you got everything. So America's heard yours. America's heard yours.
So they come back fresh after Christmas, after right. The vote.
Mm hmm.
And be able to digest a whole new batch of information, mm-hmm, which, mm-hmm. As you hear with these letters, I mean, you know, think about how significant this is. The media has been blowing this conspiracy theory off a good chunk of it because Lushenko backed off of his claim of getting a list of names that you could not prosecute. And so the actual apparent defense to that is that Lushenko actually just wrote down names in an argument because he felt he was being pressured. And instead of it being from Yovanovitch, the list, they got it from Kent in a letter that we have.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good defense.
No, it's really not.
No,
it's really not. It would be an open and shut case if all of the evidence that we have was presented, but wasn't allowed to be presented. It will be. And if it's not, you'll have to ask yourself why. So what is coming? More of this is coming. What's coming after the election? Unrest is coming after the election. And I believe the Democrats are going to pay a huge price for this coming in the spring and on Election Day. Huge price. All right, back in a minute. All right, the inventor of MyPillow is Mike Lindell, and that pillow gives me the sleep that I love. And he's got new products coming out all the time. He has the pillows, then he has the sheets, and now he has brand new towels out. I really like them. I really think these things are great. They're Giza Dream Sheets. No idea that they cost what they cost. No idea. I mean, I am the one thing I when it comes to sleep, man, I am a sheet snob, and I really like soft sheets. And so I'll go the extra mile and spend it for a high thread count. And that's really expensive. I want you to try the Giza sheets because my wife just put them on our bed, and I was like, I just love our sheets. She said, do you? Because these are new. Really? Yeah, these are the MyPillow sheets. You're kidding me. How much do they cost? You're kidding me. Giza Dream Sheets. You can get them right now. Use the promo code Beck. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new Radio Listener Specials. Buy one pair. Get the second Giza Dream Sheets free. It's MyPillow.com. Promo code Beck.
And for $10 off your subscription to BlazeTV.com, just use the promo code Glenn. Get all the stuff on Ukraine right there. BlazeTV.com.
Hello, America. Welcome to Friday. Stu, what's our record like on investigative work? I mean, chasing down conspiracy theories and debunking them or showing that they're real.
Perfect. Our record is perfect.
Yeah, well, I mean, no, seriously. We did the...
it's really good.
We did the deal with Popular Mechanics years ago on the 9/11 conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Debunked that with them. We're doing really well on the impeachment thing. And I just want to tell you, I have an amazing staff that really turns over every stone. But, you know, I could give credit to the staff, but it's really the guy who's leading that, you know, that sets the table for all of that. And so I did a little research on my own.
Okay.
And just to set, again, just to raise the bar a little higher.
Sure.
Have you seen the 120-year-old photo of Greta Thunberg?
Yes, I did see this.
Okay. All right.
And people are saying that they think maybe Greta Thunberg is a time traveler because she apparently traveled back into time to warn people about global warming,
Back then. Look, sounds crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Sounds ridiculous. Can we put up the...
it is a real photo.
There it is. There is a photo. Put the picture of her up. And then you look at the and you look at her from 1820. I mean, sorry, from 1880, and you're like, that's her.
It looks like Greta Thunberg. It is a real photo.
So I went and I put all of my research skills, which are better than the staff that you know works for me. And everybody knows it comes from the top. And so I started looking into this to debunk or prove. And I immediately thought, like you did, that's ridiculous.
Right.
But I want to show you some evidence here that she is indeed a time traveler. Can you bring the first one up, please? I was looking, you know, because I first went to, founding things. We have a lot of founding documents. And this is the famous painting of Bunker Hill. And if you look into that picture, you will see up at the top, not the main player, but up at the top of that hill, Greta Thunberg.
Oh, yeah, it does look like Greta Thunberg.
That's her.
It does actually look like her.
No, but it is. Look at it closely.
Go to the next one.
Okay, so that one, we have that. Here's, you know, Neil Armstrong walking on the moon.
Okay.
Look behind him.
Oh, yeah. Kind of in the distance there?
In the distance. You can barely make it out. It's Greta Thunberg.
Let me see. It's hard to zoom in on that one.
Look. And you're not going to fake that shadow on the moon and everything else. Look at the shadow.
The shadow is it is identical. It's hard to tell on that one.
Okay, I'll give that to you. But, I mean, it's starting to mount up here that she is a time traveler. And she's been, strangely, at all of the big events in world history. Give me the next one, please. Look who's at the feet of Elvis.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, now there she is. She's all the girls are fawning, and she's looking at the girls like, how dare you? You know,
yeah, because she's angry about something.
Like Elvis is frivolous,
right?
The world is going to be destroyed, and she's looking at those girls at the feet of Elvis, like, "How dare you?"
It looks, especially because she has fists. Her hands are in fists.
Right.
So it does. Yeah.
There's no photoshopping here.
No, I don't think so.
Right. Okay. Next one, please. Seen this photo a million times.
Right.
Zoom in, please.
This is Lincoln.
Have you noticed who is standing there on the battlefield next to Honest Abe?
It's Greta Thunberg.
With a short haircut, but that's
who
it is.
Her hair is, well, or it's pulled back.
Well, could be pulled back, but...
Huh.
Yeah, so she was there with Honest Abe, probably counseling him.
I mean, could it be just a relative, like a past... Because it doesn't look like her, but maybe
I could go there. I could go there, but let me continue. That kind of doubting shakes apart.
Okay.
Just a bit. Give me the next one, please. There she is on top of the World Trade Center with the plane coming in. Look at that.
This is a famous Photoshop, I thought.
Right. And
9/11.
Why were they Photoshopping her face out of it? Right? This is the original.
The cover
up was putting her face.
But that's not even the angle the plane came in.
You go ahead and you're go ahead. Go dismiss all, okay. all you want. I've got some pretty good evidence here. Next one, please. Because this. Okay. Cave drawings. Mm-hmm. Look at the cave drawings.
You can zoom in.
That's Greta. That's Greta. She's on a cave drawing.
Yeah. I mean, it's a crude drawing, but it does look like Greta, I will say.
That's a pretty good likeness of her in that cave drawing. All right.
It
okay.
is. It's pretty good.
All right. Go to the next one, please. You've seen this, right?
Oh, yeah. It's The Last Supper.
By Da Vinci.
It's a very famous, very, very famous painting.
Look who the third, quote, apostle is.
Like the one right... Oh my gosh.
Greta.
It's Greta Thunberg.
It's Greta Thunberg. Now why would Da Vinci paint her in? This is the real story of The Last Supper. Hmm. What happened? It's more than just a meal. What else happened, Stu? He says, whoever drinks this cup is the one that's going to betray me, right?
Uh-huh.
And who was it?
Hmm.
Third down, Thunberg. Judas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Judas Thunberg.
So, no.
Oh.
So, Judas says, I'm not the guy, and he gets all freaked out, and he runs out. There's an open seat at the table. And Jesus was like, Greta, come here. You love the planet.
That's how that went?
That's how it went. So, she's sitting in the seat of Judas. She wasn't an apostle. That's ridiculous. But there she is in the Da Vinci.
I mean, she is in the Da Vinci. There's no question about that. I think there might be another explanation.
Look, you're probably kicking yourself right now for not having the Blaze TV.
Yeah.
You know, not having a subscription, because you're only hearing us describe this. But this is game changing.
Well, I think we should probably put these up at glenbeck.com and maybe on your Twitter feed at Glenn Beck or at World of Stew.
All right. If you want to just cast pearls to swines, sure.
I think people need to see this evidence. If this is real.
I ask you what our track record is on.
Oh, it was it's very good. There was a time before this segment, it was very good.
It all comes up to leadership, okay?
Yeah.
The staff didn't have anything to do with this.
Yeah,
they
weren't
busy on the impeachment. This is me. I found these things.
And I should say this in relation to the staff and your own brilliance.
Mm-hmm.
The staff didn't even fact check this stuff. Were so good. You found it on your own. It was not cleared by the staff.
Yeah.
We should point that out, because you deserve all the credit
Thank
for this.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah,
finally.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
all
Stu.
All the credit.
Thank you for that. I so appreciate that. Making decisions is hard, especially decisions that require you spend money. So, let me make this one easy. SimpliSafe is offering their best deal of the year on the best system for protecting your home. You're going to get 25% off any new system that you choose, plus a free HD security camera. With SimpliSafe, you get everything you need to keep your home safe. Entry sensors, motion sensors, smart lock, video doorbells, security cameras, everything. SimpliSafe offers 24/7 professional monitoring. It starts at $15 a month. It has police dispatch that is 3.5 times faster on average than other security systems. So if you've been waiting, you've been thinking about it, you've been on the fence, now's the time to get off the fence. You want to protect your home. SimpliSafe is making it incredibly affordable. Go to SimpliSafeBeck.com right now. Get 25% off your system, plus a free security camera. This is the best deal I've ever seen them them offer. If you order now, you'll get this exclusive offer, 25% off and a free security camera, at SimpliSafeBeck.com. That's SimpliSafeBeck.com.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Welcome to the program. Glad you're here. It's the Glenn Beck program. That would be me. It's I was hired for the job. I don't have a lot of skill, but I was hired for the job because my name was the same name as on the show. So they said, go ahead, try it. welcome to the program. It is Friday, right before Thanksgiving. Please go to the website 400th.org, 400th.org. You'll find everything you need to share with your family on Thanksgiving, but we need to reclaim that. When I come back, we're going to be making a really exciting announcement, and we'll tell you more about that in about a week from now. Also, just a little shocked by the Thunberg stuff, exposing that. I just feel so much better that there is a time traveler, especially an angry, teenage time traveler. And I know angry and teenage, it's a little redundant, doesn't really need to be said. But I also want to show you something that we're launching tomorrow. It is our podcast tomorrow. This is one of the most exciting podcasts for me. I've been waiting a year to be able to get this guy in studio. He is a futurist. He's worked for everybody. As a futurist, as a consultant for Silicon Valley, for, high tech, he sees tech the same way I do. He is horrified by it and thrilled by it. And it's only going to be what choices we make, but you will never hear, a podcast that is this well researched and put out about the future. He knows what he's talking about. For instance, I'm going to play a clip here. He's talking a little bit about 5G and how it's going to change things. Beforehand, I was talking about AI. And in the future, you're just not going to be able to get rid of these things, because in the future, you're going to be able to have a digital assistant that will say to you, after you've had a really rough week and your wife has had a really rough week, the AI will know you better than you know yourself, believe it or not. And it will be able to put all these data points together. And so you'll wake up one morning and it will say, Glenn, yes, what? I've been noticing that you and your wife are a little stressed out. And so if you don't mind, I made reservations at your favorite hotel in Hawaii. And I've already booked the flight and I've cleared your schedules if you want. I know, but I can't really afford it. Well, I've been looking at your finance, and actually, we can shift some things around and fully pay for it. Would you like me to go through? Yeah. Now, how long is that coming? How long before that happens? Listen to this part of the podcast.
Every 10 years, the industry develops standards and then starts building out the next generation of wireless network. You started all the way back with first generation back in the 80s. We moved to 2G in the 90s. We moved to 3G in 2000, 4G in 2010, and now we're ready. In fact, we need fifth generation wireless technology because fourth generation wireless networks are congested. If you've ever had trouble with dropped phone calls, or for some reason your email won't download, or if you can't actually access the internet on your phone, the network's congested. There's not enough capacity for you to get what you need. And that's why 5G is so important.
The difference between 4G and 5G is not like the difference between 3G and 4G, though.
Oh, it's this is genuinely the first revolutionary wireless technology that the world has seen since the first generation.
So this is, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's the jump between 4G and 5, but it may be the jump between 5 and 10. Somebody described it as if 4G is a garden hose,
right?
5G is the channel.
Right. So to even make it simpler, our average speeds over a 4G wireless network are about 10 megabits per second. The speeds that have already been demonstrated by AT&T and Verizon are 1 gigabit per second. That's 100 times faster connectivity than what we're used to today over our 4G networks.
So people will look at that and go, okay, well, I mean, I can already watch Disney Plus in my car.
Right.
You know, while it's moving and it's driving and, you already have that.
Yeah.
That's not where it comes into play. It comes into self-driving cars. It comes into
surgeries being performed by a surgeon on one side of the world and a body on the other.
In the field, under a tent, you could have the world's top surgeon in New York operating on a soldier in Afghanistan with no wired network, no fiber optics, literally just transmitting over 5G wireless mm-hmm. network. And the reason that's possible is not just kind of the pipe. It's something called latency or delay. Average latency in the U.S. is about 120 milliseconds. That may not sound like much, but...
If you're bleeding to death.
Yes, and there's a robotic arm that's inside mm-hmm. your body. You want very low latency.
Right.
And so, ooh, don't cut that.
Right. Delay. No, it's only 1 millisecond. 5G is only 1 millisecond delay. It's like having a completely real-time connection.
So he goes on, and I think we just cut this for time. He goes on to say, oh, by the way, the AI assistant that you just described, that's in the next generation of iPhones. You will have a full supercomputer capable assistant in 12 months. We are talking in this podcast about curing blindness through CRISPR today. It's in trial now. We'll get the results in about a year, but he has seen some of the results. And the people who are blind are seeing again. 70% of all disease will be gone by 2030. Gang, that's 10 years away. That's half the distance between here and 9/11. This is a remarkable podcast. It comes out tomorrow. Make sure you listen to it. Just sign up for my podcast. You can get them wherever you get podcasts. This one is truly remarkable. A must listen to. Tomorrow it comes out. It's available now at blazetv.com.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.